Our second reading is from the book of St. John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. Jesus and Nicodemus. There was one of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish council, who came to Jesus by night. "Rabbi," he said, "we know that you are a teacher sent by God. No one could perform these signs of yours unless God were with them." Jesus answered, "In truth, in very truth I tell you, unless a man has been born over again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." "But how is it possible," said Nicodemus, "for a man to be born when he is old? Can he enter his mother's womb a second time and be born?" Jesus answered, "In truth I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born from water and spirit. Flesh can give birth only to flesh. It is spirit that gives birth to spirit. You ought not to be astonished then when I tell you that you must be born over again. The wind blows where it wills. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it is going. So with everyone who is born from spirit." Nicodemus replied, "How is this possible?" "What," said Jesus, "is this famous teacher of Israel ignorant of such things? In very truth I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, and yet you all reject our testimony. If you disbelieve me when I talk to you about things on earth, how are you to believe if I talk about the things of heaven? No one ever went up into heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man whose home is in heaven. This Son of Man must be lifted up as the serpent was lifted up by Moses in the wilderness, so that everyone who has faith in him may in him possess eternal life. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that everyone who has faith in him may not die, but have eternal life. It was not to judge the world that God sent his Son into the world, but that through him the world might be saved." Amen. May God add his blessing to these readings of his holy word.